Melissa Bannister's cheeks had flushed red, not for struggling to restrain her son only, but also for worrying about her husband, not to mention the dwindling savings. The burdens of these past several months had finally begun to strain her malleable features, yet her efforts to bridle fear had remained gallant, she not wanting to imagine the worst to have befallen Jonathan Everett Bannister. Her knees buckled as awful thoughts pried through the gates of her mind, flashing horrific scenes of unthinkable carnage.
"Oh, John,"
she quietly sighed.
"What a brilliant man he was."
"Yes," she quickly recanted, mortified to have allowed the unthinkable to brush past her lips. Her posture stiffened.
"Oh, John, where are you?"
For so many years, Melissa had looked to him for support, and now he was gone. Sure, they had had their share of problems. Who hasn't? She reasoned. Still, Jonathan was always the bulwark, strong and courageous. Melissa never realized how much she depended upon him and how little she knew of even daily household finances and other matters until now. She held the doorknob, steadying herself to shunt those dreadful thoughts, but they would not shake loose. Her only recourse for now, neatly tucked the images away until later, when she could thoroughly and in private surrender to her imagination and allow it to reign with the hideous conclusions that she desperately wanted to deny. Carla White, the Bannister cook of 10 years, had been watching the family ever since they parked the car. From her employer's countenance, she correctly surmised what Melissa Bannister had been thinking. Not only a trusted employee, Carla fancied herself a close friend, if not Melissa's closest. Although that thought was not far from the truth, no matter how close the women, Carla knew that Melissa was too proud of a woman to reveal her deepest fears to anyone, even a trusted companion. She also knew that embarrassment would have overtaken Melissa Bannister were she to discover someone witnessing her lapse in strength. Before the front door opened, Carla rushed from the bay window in the dining room to the kitchen. When she heard keys jangling against the doorknob as it closed, she pondered, "Should I tell her now or later?" When the family stepped into the foyer, a rush of warm, sweet air flooded their senses with mouth-watering cinnamon rolls, roast beef, and pecan pie. At least for the moment, anxiety had melted with the dusk of day. They were home now, and everything smelled so deliciously inviting. Their only concerns immediately were the growing belly pangs that seized their attention, reminding them that it was nearly time to eat. Carla White bustled behind the door, grabbing dinnerware as she paced the kitchen floor. She could hardly contain the news. She felt as though it were burning at the core of her innards, and without thinking, she burst into the dining room and converged upon the startled family.
"Mrs. Bannister! Mrs. Bannister! Detective Johnson called an hour ago. He sounded pretty excited. He said he needed to speak to you urgently, and he was diligent about it, too. He'll be here about 6, he said. He seemed really rushed. I don't know if that's good or bad, but he did say, Carla!"
Melissa's hissing tone and binding stare arrested the maid's hysteria before she further alarmed the Bannister children. Melissa knew well enough that Carla White had a tendency to over-exaggerate nearly everything. Yet, dismantling images of what might have happened to Jonathan Bannister were creeping in through the crevice of her mind. Carla White's uncontrolled gibberish had succeeded in rousing her stomach into a frenzied knot. Melissa expelled a long, deliberate, silent sigh to calm herself. But once again, her knees buckled under pressure. She tried concealing Carla's infraction, but fidgeted with her watch band the way she had often fidgeted with a piece of jewelry when she felt worried or confused. Grasping desperately for some semblance of composure before the children lost theirs again, Melissa inhaled longer, deeper breaths. Then, allowing her chest to collapse as far in as it would go, she quietly exhaled. After a moment of silence to collect her thoughts, she noticed that Tony and Jennifer's inquisitive little faces were studying her face, searching for a comforting answer. Instead of addressing their visible queries right then, she hastened them to ready for dinner.
"Hurry up, darlings,"
she mustered a cheerful tone while clapping her hands together.
"Let's go get ready to eat now, and make sure you wash and change your clothes. We are apparently expecting a dinner guest this evening. Isn't that lovely?"
She and Carla forced placid smiles. While waiting for the children to vacate the foyer, their gaze drifted toward each other, and their pasted smiles gradually diminished as each searched the other for a ray of hope. Neither could offer encouragement. Instead, fear glinted across both their eyes. Noticing the children still standing there watching them, Melissa Bannister turned hastily, railing,
"Well, what are you waiting for? Get up those stairs and go get ready. Now!"
she squawked, and they dashed for the steps and disappeared into their bedrooms. Instinctively, Melissa grabbed Carla White's arm and whisked her into the kitchen, where she could safely, out of the children's earshot, finish her report.
"Detective Johnson has new information about Dr. Bannister."
Carla White's eyes widened as if glimpsing a revelation. Melissa firmly shook her arm.
"What is it?"
Hysteria shot through her body, creeping up the back of her throat. Swallowing hard, she forced herself to pry the information from her maid.
"What else did he say?"
The demand sounded more like a whimper.
"Oh, Mrs. Bannister,"
Carla's voice croaked and quivered.
I'm so frightened. He sounded strange, but he wouldn't tell me anything. Not anything. He said he would only talk to you."
An alarming thought again flagged Carla White's attention.
Oh, Mrs. Bannister, what if..."
"Stop it, Carla.
You just stop it right there. Don't even think that,"
trilled Melissa. She was thinking the same thing, but wanted to shove it from her mind. An overwhelming shudder seized her tired body, and she felt so limp and cold. Her fingers were numb. Her whole world was crumbling before her eyes, and she could not lift a finger to stop it. Melissa Bannister stood rigid, her arms clasped tightly under her breast. She rocked herself slowly back and forth, rubbing her limbs gently and tapping her fingertips against her shoulders in an attempt to console herself. After pushing open the kitchen door, Melissa turned to her maid and dryly affirmed,
"Don't worry, Carla. All is well, and all will be well. Make sure you are on your best behavior while the detective is here. And be careful what you say around the children. You know it's been difficult enough mollifying their active imaginations without your imprudent input."
Melissa Bannister then withdrew herself from the kitchen before Carla could respond.